This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna lissa'imi da'watun inda fitrihi la turad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for the fasting person, he has an accepted dua at the time when he breaks his fast. In another narration, he says, da'watun mustajabah. So it is first described as a dua that is never rejected and a dua that is accepted. And this is at the time of breaking your fast. So this is a sunnah and a practice that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. What that means is we have these couple of minutes before breaking your fast. So at the end of the day, just before Maghrib, when the body is drained from its energy and its power, and this is when the human being is most humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take advantage of this moment by making dua. And it also extends after your iftar. So when you hear adhan al-Maghrib, you take a date and you consume a date, you've broken your fast, and you continue your dua for another few minutes after that. All of this is a moment of an accepted dua for the fasting person. And I conclude with a beautiful dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the most. So make sure that you make this dua in abundance, especially at this time. Anas radiallahu anhu says that the dua that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the most, and it is a Quranic dua, and that is, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. This is a comprehensive dua. It puts everything you're thinking about in this one dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, grant us in this life a hasana, goodness. What does this refer to? It refers to an increase in guidance, in righteous deeds, in knowledge, in wisdom, a righteous spouse, whether husband or wife, righteous children, wealth in this life, knowledge. All of this is hasanatu dunya. Every time you're repeating this dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, think of a goodness of this life that you want, protection, health, and so on. Wa fil akhirati hasana, and grant us in the afterlife a hasana. This refers to the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal makes the Day of Judgment easy for you, that you receive your book in your right hand, that you're able to pass by as-sirat, the thin bridge that is established upon Jahannam, that you enter the paradise, that you see Allah, that you earn His pleasure. All of this is hasanatul akhirah. And finally, waqina adhab an-nar, and save us from the punishment of the fire. And you know, one of the grand gifts of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the people from the fire. So the appropriate dua to be freed from the fire is to say, waqina adhab an-nar, save us. Free us from the fire, and repeat this dua, continue to repeat it. That was the most repeated dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Anas radiallahu anhu narrated this, it was also his dua which he used to make the most. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness in this life, in the afterlife, and to save us from the fire. Innahu waliyu thalika wal qadiru alayhi wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.